Every time Terry Russell sees a headline about abuse or neglect in a Florida assisted living facility, he cringes.
I know that I put forth the effort to take care of my residents as well as I can and try to make their life as productive as it can be at this time of their life. So, yeah, when I see articles about other facilities or other folks that are having problems, and it tarnishes the reputation of all of us.
Russell owns and operates 5 nursing homes and assisted living facilities in Florida. Problems in the state's assisted living facilities, or ALFs, and lack state oversight of them came to a head 2 years ago when the Miami Herald published a series of articles detailing fraud, abuse, and neglect of residents in several South Florida homes. Since then, the state has tried and failed to pass legislation addressing the issue. The effort has been repeatedly tanked by the ALF industry and House Republicans, who tend to resist increasing regulation.
The ALF reform was not a priority, and other issues took precedence.
That's Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel, who has been pushing an assisted living reform bill for the past 2 years. Her proposal is now before the full House and Senate. The bills are a compromise between the assisted living industry and lawmakers. The ALFs have accepted increased regulation and monitoring in exchange for more certainty concerning fines and penalties. Florida Healthcare Association chief lobbyist Bob Estalis says his organization is backing the bills for the first time.
We've got to put some certainty out there for the people who work in it. We've got to make sure that ACA has the resources to clean up problems that have been identified in the press. And we're working real hard with the bill sponsors, and our goal is to get that passed this year.
That it's about time sensibility resonates with ALF owner Terry Russell, who says while he's not a fan of regulation, especially when it likely means more paperwork, he believes it's worth it for his industry.
It definitely is an industry that has grown and going to grow. And fortunately or unfortunately, sometimes that creates where we have to develop systems to be able to monitor and make sure that folks are doing what they need to do.
The proposal before the House and Senate would establish a rating system for assisted living facilities and allow public comments to be made on the Agency for Healthcare Administration's website. In the 2 years since the Miami Herald's report on abusive facilities ran, ACA has boosted its own reporting and inspection standards, and the rate of problems in those facilities has dropped. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.